great method, great group. Now batting cleanup.
Right. I've got shadow puppets. This is no. You know, a lot of what Betsy said applies to us. So we're kind of an odd organization. And just really quick, we own two tall ships, and because we do own two tall ships, I have the United States Coast Guard that says you will have this many people on board, or that are involved in your random drug testing program, and that they have specific responsibilities, or you will not operate. Now, in the past, we've tried to keep each vessel manned at one person more than what we need, and that way people get to take a day off. What a concept. The boats work 7 days a week, so that allows people a day out, which is a lovely thing. And we had a crazy year last year. In May, we were working with 20th Century Fox. We have, in addition to the two ships, we also have the spar shop, and we own two sawmills and the largest mask-making lathe in North America. And we got a phone call last April, I guess, from an art director that we worked with on Pirates of the Caribbean. And they had some problems on the set. We delivered on time, excellent, every time. And so he said, Les, I got this movie. I need folds. You're the guy. Cool. What's the movie? Water for Elephants. You ever heard of it?
What?
And it's a circus movie. And it's a Depression-era circus. And it's seven circus tents. And in seven circus tents, if you count the king poles, the queen poles, the quarter poles, and the wall poles, there's 315 poles. It's a $178,000 job. So, you know, we're working along with this. We hook them up with a tent guy. The tent design, everything's just flowing good. The tent guy gets a $5,000 non-refundable deposit to send to some people in Spain, because that's where the canvas comes from. Everything's lined up. We know that in the state of California, in Southern California, they have a group, it's called the California Air Resources Board, and they make a determination that in San Diego Air Resources Board area, if you do not have an engine that is, you have what they call a Tier Zero engine, not one of the new clean engines. If you have a Tier Zero engine whose engine was built before, whose the block was manufactured before 1985, and the engine operates more than 3,000 hours a year, which we do, then it's against the law to repair that engine. So if we had any kind of a problem in San Diego, Los Angeles, or San Francisco, and that's about 40% of our income, annual income, comes from that area. If we had an engine problem, we would either be replacing that engine, violating the law, which has a $45,000 a day fine plus civil penalties, or you could maybe have the ship towed to Mexico or wherever. You know, that was just nuts. We had a $178,000 project coming. I found some excellent hop poles that somebody made because hops were going to be the next big thing, and they made all these poles, and it just worked out that they're almost exactly the right size for circus tent poles. And the guy was just, you know, come and bring a truck and get them, please. So we're going to do well on this deal. September 10th was the day that we're supposed to get the phone call to tell us POs are going to be happening. So what we do is we schedule Hawaiian Chief into California. We're going to shut Lady Washington down, and we're going to, you know, the plan was that we were going to shut the Lady Washington down and do the project, and all of a sudden, holy smoke, there's no, what do you mean the movies, they fired everybody on the set?
No!
Yeah, they're redesigning the movie. It went over 3 hours, and they just couldn't have a movie that was over 3 hours, so they're rethinking the movie. And no money. I've got a boat that we pulled out of service, and I don't have the cash in hand to do this project. I need 90 days. I need 90 days. What are we going to do for 90 days? And so we went to Columbia River, actually, and that actually worked out well for us. You know, and I started out a sequence. I should have talked about January of last year. So would that be 89? We went down to California. In January, we arrived in San Diego, and the economy was starting to make me nervous.
Wait, what year are you in? You just said 89.
I'm sorry.
2009.
Yeah, I start thinking about this period of time, I get this throbbing headache. We're in San Diego. Typically, in a year's time, we'll have about between 60 and 80,000 people across the deck, and an additional 12 to 15,000 school children participate in the programs. And they're usually really good. I mean, you know, we get paid, the public pays cash, but schools purchase orders, that kind of thing. And so January 1st, we just arrived in San Diego. And at that point in time, I've got $18,000 in accounts receivable from schools and teachers telling me the kids are going to, you know, they've had to cut back, the school district's cut back, and the kids are raising money, they're having fundraisers, they're doing a car wash to pay you the money for the trip that you already did. Okay. We're in San Diego. I mean, the Navy's there. We're there for 3 weeks, and between January 1 and January 21, the ships were scheduled to sail 9 times with a capacity of 88 passengers on each trip. And we schedule our visits to ports so that we get between 62% capacity and 80% capacity. We try to be in that area. Over that 3 week period, we took 12 people sailing. My payroll is $22,000 every 2 weeks. So yeah, at that point in time, you could hear the sucking noise. And yet, I have this fixed cost. Buy the boats up in California, that doesn't work. If I bring the boats back here and shut them down, we just killed our revenue generator. So we need to start thinking fast. Where are we going to lose money? So we do actually cash budgeting, and we budget specifically by port. So I know how many days I've got a projected average that we're going to make per port. So we look at the ones where, okay, where are the ports that we're really stretching it? And the ports that we're having problems with were Crescent City, Eureka, Coos Bay, Newport. We've been there. We're kind of old deal. And one of the things, a pearl that I want to give everyone, is in tough times, look outside the box. You know, we're in the trenches all the time. If it's maritime, I'm all over it. Maritime, tall ships, I'm all over it. At home, in my spare time, I'm a chicken farmer.
Yeah. Okay?
And I read the Capital Press. So I'm flipping through the Capital Press, and I'm reading how wheat farmers are having the best year that they've had in decades. Combine sales are up. Wheat farmers. Columbia River. We're going up to Columbia River. We are going up the Columbia River. That's what we're going to do. We're going to finish out San Francisco, and then it's pedal to the metal. We're going to the Columbia River. Set it up. These are the ports. And so we set up a real quick jimmy up the Columbia River as fast as you can. Don't stop until we get to Hood River. We haven't been in Hood River in a long time. So Hood River was good. Umatilla was incredible. We were sold out before we got to Pasco. We weren't there yet. We're going to add another sale, get a hold of the television stations, and so we blasted out to the media that we've added another sale. 4 hours later, we were sold out.
And no bridges.
No, I called the guy. I called Ray McDeed. Is this Ray McDeed? This is Les Bolton. I just wanted to let you know there's going to be two tall ships, and they're going under the Kalem River Bridge, and I just want to, so he promised me that the bridge was going to work right this time. The incredible thing was we were there for 15 days, and in 15 days, we averaged over $5,000 a day.
All right. That's great.
Slowly made our way back down the river, and it was interesting that we wound up with a lot of people. We had people coming from Idaho, Montana, Eastern Oregon, and people were following us back down the river. So people from Moses Lake are driving the white salmon so that they can go sailing with us. And, it was a lifesaver. So then we came back down the river, did our Puget Sound tour, which was marginally successful. And then, of course, then we go into the Lady Washington engine thing. And we went back up the river, which, we were treading on thin ice there. We'd been there recently, but still, it allowed us to scramble, which we did. We let everybody, and again, we're tapping into your network and being straight up and saying, hey, here's what the situation is. We need to get this boat operational. We've got no choice. We either write off 40% of our income every year, or we get the boat, we get a new engine. And so right now I'm $97 short of our fundraising goal. We've raised $137,000, and it's not incredible money, but it paid the bills, and so we're putting that back together. A couple other things that I wanted to talk about. We're typically about $1.3 million a year in earned income. And last year, we closed the year out, and we're 1.13. So, we're off a couple $100,000. We actually, I think, because of the capital campaign for the engine and the way that we were spending the money, I think we actually wound up $300 and some to the good. Didn't have to use the brackets at the end of the year. That was sweet. I used to have 1.5 bookkeepers, and Nancy was in her late 60s, our bookkeeper, and when things got tight, we said we're going to have to make cuts, she said that, she was ready to retire anyway, why don't you bring Brandy in? And so we had that, and then we cut back the one extra crew member on the boats. And everybody was good with that, and so we just drug tested a couple volunteers, and they became the rotating person that time. The other thing I wanted to, this group, the reason I come to these meetings is not just because I can talk, but it's really to pick up some pearls, and I pick up some cool things each time. And this is one that I picked up at an NASA conference, and that is that if you read in the newspaper that this company, XYZ company, did a bad thing. They are bad actors. If you pick up the telephone and call that company and ask to talk to the president, he'll take your call.
Hello, Toyota.
Well, if I needed a Toyota, right now is the time. If I could help him with his problem, and I'll give you one example that's specific, and that is when we got the Seaport Learning Center, a local electrical contractor had been on the job to do the wiring at the prison. And but the contract went, and the local guy is a union shop. A guy from out of state, from San Diego, California, did the job, and he won the job, $14 million job, $14 million plus job. And he got the job, he beat the union quote by $112,000. Smoking hot. There were some mad people, the union was all up in arms. So I called Bob at Berg Electric in San Diego, California, and said, hey, I hear you've got a problem with the union. We don't have any problems with the union. I said, okay, oops, my bad. But we're this nonprofit organization. I've got this building that I need to get wired, and I've got the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers that want to wire the building for us as a community service project. Here's a great way for you to contribute to the community. And so we talked for a little while, and he said, well, send me a list. So I went to Star Electric, the guys that lost the quote, and I said, hey, I've got Berg Electric. They want to donate. And he goes, let's hurt them. And he gave me a list of what to order, and I sent it back to Berg Electric, and they sent us 4 pallets of electrical gear, $68,000 worth of electrical gear, and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers wired the building as a community service project. And again, you know, you want to look for people that are making money, but you also want to look for people who have an image problem, and don't change who you are to help them with their image problem. But if they can help support what you're doing, which is a nice segue into my latest project, and that is that. Does anybody here fly fish? River Runs Through It. You ever see that movie?
Oh, yeah.
And the guy, he talks about shadow casting, you know, and it's just constantly throwing that fly out there, and there's probably 500 fish that watch that fly go. And that's just constantly shadow casting. And the one time that fish hits, you got to be ready to just grab them. And, you know, and keep the strain on, don't tear his mouth out, but don't let him spit the hook either. And, you know, that it sometimes gets disheartening being hearing the word no, but if you don't ask, you're never going to hear the word yes. So, but anyway, so it works out that we have been an organization, historical seaport that has not had a waterfront site since I started working there 20 years ago. God. And it works out that there's a large business that has sort of a black eye, and they also have like a nice waterfront property. And right now we're in discussions, and next week we will start our due diligence process. And if all goes according to plan, in 99 days we will be acquiring 18 acres of waterfront complete with buildings as a gift to the organization. No, as a gift to our community from, you know, a major corporate player. And again, you know, it's one of those things where although the economy impacted the major player, and that's a huge asset to give up, they got a black eye. And they're still in the community, and it's time for them to give back, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and it's just working that relationship and making sure that they feel good, And the other thing is use your network to make, to not only to make connections, but to encourage people. I couldn't get, I don't know why, the president wouldn't take my phone call. And so I got a hold of some people who, it worked out, somebody I know knows the guy, and said, how come you're not taking Lester's phone call? And the next thing you know, we got a phone, well, here, I hear you've been trying to call us. I have. This is what I'd like. And so, you know.
I hate to stop.
Yeah,
oh,
no, no.
Sam's got his.
But we had a really great
ready,
idea.
Ready
oh, well.
To show us the armory. But this has been a great session, and.
No, I can't pass. Can I get 3 minutes?
Jeff's over there freaking to death. That's okay.
Well, you can do it in one.
Go ahead.
Okay. I met yesterday with Mike McQuaid, and one of the things... Virginia,
no, just say the punchline.
Okay. The punchline is that we want to put together a Maritime Heritage Showcase in July and connect that up with the film industry. We don't have a film and video office anymore, and we want to do a Discover Northwest Maritime Heritage Resources
that you can use in your film.
Hey.
Because it brings great dollars.
So anyway, just there's a lot more to it, but that's the short version.
Thank you all for a great session this morning and this afternoon. And Sam, take it away.
Well, if you want to leave us up here now, that's fine. Jeff, I'd like to take you want to run to him afterwards, but Jeff Smith, our curator, has got the armory open. And I'd like to have you take a quick look over there and see what boats we've got and our engines and whatever other stuff.
Is it okay to leave our stuff here?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Great.